Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani, and I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I am a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I am a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I'm a vessel and clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E. We are put here to help you remember you're never alone. God, the angels, or spirit guides and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others. So thank you all for meeting me and coming on the show on a Saturday morning. I know it's early for a lot of you, and some of you are not really ready to tackle the world, but I'm here with you, and I'm ready to go. I was actually debating on whether or not I was actually going to follow through with this, but I know for myself, that's one of the things in business that I have to do no matter what. I gotta just pull up my pants and follow through with what I say I'm going to do. So one of the things that Spirit has really focused on this week was people talking about the ringing in their ears. And when I'm doing spiritual training and spiritual coaching, I run into this issue a lot. I run into a lot of people who begin to raise their vibrations and finally start getting this buzzing in their ear. But the buzzing is not an all-day buzzing. It's not like there's something wrong with it. It's not like they have a headache to go along with it. It's not a medical condition. The buzzing only comes in, and they know. People know the buzzing comes in when Spirit is trying to talk to them. And they can literally see it in their mind that something is trying to talk to them, but they can't hear what's going on. And if you have this issue, I want you to remember that it's a telepathic connection, that if you begin to get images of what they're trying to tell you, run with the image. Sometimes you will just get a feeling inside of you that says, do this or do that. So if they can't tell you with audio through your ears, just pay attention to the feeling that you're getting. The emotion that you're getting. You may get a subtle nudge to go do something where you just feel, oh, maybe I should go open the door. It depends on your question. For example, if you ask the angels, I really need help with my job. I really need help with the people at my work. And you get the buzzing right after you say that. Your ears start to buzz. And then you have the notion to maybe go directly to HR when that's not something you wanted to do before. But now you really feel the need to just go to HR. Or maybe they'll tell you, go talk to your boss. And you'll just get the thought, go talk to my boss. And you'll have the feeling in your heart where you know that that is definitely something to follow through with. So you'll be like, oh, should I do this? Yeah, I feel the need to go do that. And it'll push you so hard that you won't be able to get away from it. And the reason why that's happening is because you need to raise your vibrations. And you need to ask the angels clearly, I want to hear you. I want to hear you. And if you can't hear them after saying that, then there's a disconnect there. And they want you to raise your vibration, so they're not going to lower their vibrations for you. You have to raise your vibrations up so you can hear them. And how do you do that? Well, there's a lot of ways that you could do it. You can clear out the clutter in your house. You can clear out the clutter in your heart. Or you can do basic things like meditation. And when you do the meditation, it centers you. And when it centers you, it allows for things to open up. One of the funny things that happens to me when I first, that happened to me when I first started this path, I remember I went out of state and somebody was talking to me at the dinner table about someone that had crossed over. And I didn't think nothing of it. I was just listening to the conversation. But when I went to the restroom, spirit started talking to me. I mean, I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm like, really? What is this? And I just started getting all these downloads. And I started getting the nudge to go talk to these people and tell them that somebody was with me. And the reason why they talked to me in the bathroom is because they said it's the only time that we can get you to focus, where you're going to be quiet, you have no other distractions except you're focused on taking a dump. But besides that, you're quiet and you're tuned in and you're ready to receive. And so they just start flooding me with all this information. And so it took me just literally being on the toilet and being quiet before the messages started coming in. And they started doing that for a while. And it kind of got annoying to where I'm like, man, I don't even know if I want to go into the bathroom, because if I go into the bathroom, they're going to send me a message. And so after a while, after I really started to learn how to meditate and just quiet my mind and turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and turn off my phone, turn off all other distractions, I began to tune in, and I got used to that tune. Not only that, you can use things like crystals. And if you're at a certain vibration, your crystals will raise your vibration. If you want to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, I would suggest getting an amethyst. And because I'm a water sign, I'm a Pisces, I have amethyst. I have a lot of it, and I used it. And once I began to use it, my vibrations went sky high, and I was able to hear them a lot more clear. And here's a funny thing. If you have crystals, I want to give you a warning. They have their own personality. Crystals are their own beings. As crazy and as psycho as it sounds, it's true. And you will begin to hear them, I'm drained. Put me in the sun. Recharge me. Don't put me over there. Give me away. Give me to that person. And everybody that I know that has gotten into crystals has the same issue, has the same problem. And they will find themselves in an event just giving away a crystal that they have for a while, and they know it's finally time. And here's the other crazy thing about that, that if you do not give it away, you will find that it will get lost and it will disappear on its own. So before we get off into that, I just want to remind you that when you begin to quiet yourself, all kinds of wonderful things open up for you. Because I am also an animal communicator, once I began to tune in to crystals and have a higher vibration and tune in with the angels, then I began to communicate with almost, it seems like, anything. And then I was able to hear animals. I was able to hear their thoughts. I was able to communicate with animals. And when you do that, you're open up to almost anything. And that's when you begin to see visions of things when they're happening, before they happen, after they happen. It's that type of energy that where you can go to something that happened. For example, I had people in my group that I worked with that in my training class for school for the spiritually gifted, when we did a circle, one of the people that I worked with the police. And he was helping them solve murders and lost people, all kinds of things like that. So what this person did was start to bring garments to the class. They started to bring, you know, like T-shirts, socks, and to see what our group could actually pick up. And as we went in the circle and started moving the garments around, just beginning to touch the garments flooded you with all types of information, because now you're in the zone. Now you've quieted, you made your mind quiet, and it's able to pick up and it's able to receive things like never before. So having garments in my hand of somebody who's lost or missing was an amazing, amazing feeling, because that flood of information comes in. And remember, when that flood of information comes in, it depends on how our brains interpret it. And so that's how you interpret it. But as we went around in the circle and each person picked up one thing, and then they read back to us who was actually missing and what they looked like, each single person in the group picked up on something else. And it was strange to see how we deciphered it into our own being, into our own thoughts and everything else. It's like when you tell a secret in somebody's ear and you play that game and each person says something else, it kind of gets convoluted, but you guys kind of have the gist of it. You kind of understand what you're talking about and where it came from. It was like that. So when you begin to raise your vibrations, and that all that ringing is going to go away. All that ringing is going to go away. You're going to have a telepathic connection with the angels. But if you do not choose to hear them, you do not choose to see them, you do not choose to feel them, they have no choice but to honor how you feel. And then you're going to continue to say, well, I want to see, I want to see, I want to see. But you just told them you don't want to see. So you have to make a choice. And when you make that conscious choice, you have to allow for it. I know a lot of other people who are clairvoyant, and that means you have the ability to see things. You have the ability to see things before they happen, after they happen, things that happened a long time ago, or you're just downloaded with information of things that is happening in the now that has nothing to do with you, but is helpful to somebody else. When you're clairvoyant, when you first start being clairvoyant, if you're raised with this, you're going to get all types of spirits coming into your energy. You'll be able to see them in your mind's eye. And sometimes you'll be able to see them in the physical, but most of the time it's in your mind's eye. And then you have an observation of what they look like and what they sound like and how they talked and what happened to them just before they passed away, all kinds of things like that. That comes in with clairvoyance. And because people have watched movies like The Sixth Sense, where they look at people of these crossover people, these spirits that come into your energy, and they're all ghosty. And what I mean by that, they look zombie-like. There's blood all over them. For me, that's on a very, very rare occasion. It's very rare that happens to you. Most of the time, when they cross over, they get into that energetic body that they always wanted to be in. So if they were like 60, 70, or 80 when they pass, now they're going back into their 20-year-old body. And you see them all suited up, looking nice and beautiful, with a happy energy boiling over, because they're happy to get rid of that old body that they were in, and now they're into this new awesome body. And the reason why I'm going there, and it seems like I got off subject for a moment, but I didn't. If you want to be clairvoyant, do not contradict what you want. Do not tell the angels, I want to see, and like, oh my God, I don't want to see this. Once you get past the initial viewing of a crossover loved one or other people's crossover loved ones, I pretty much guarantee you, like 95% of the time, they're going to come into your energy looking beautiful, looking awesome, looking incredible, unless they're trying to show you exactly how they crossed. If you're doing one of those crime scenes, you'll still see the person as they are now in their crossed over state, looking beautiful, looking awesome, looking incredible, and then you're going to see the person as they crossed. Like say they were shot, you're going to see them getting shot. But again, you still have the choice. You know what? I don't mind seeing what happened, but I don't want to see that moment. So fast forward me to seeing that person on the ground or something like that. And you have that choice. You have that choice. And what I mean by that and why I'm going back to this is if you want to see, ask to see. Don't contradict yourself. If you want to hear, ask to hear and be prepared for it and be ready for it. It's really interesting that in this spiritual field, we know a lot of people that may be in their 40s, maybe in their 50s, and they're still afraid of the dark. And it's kind of funny that they're still afraid of the dark because they know spirits come in when you're quiet, when you're relaxed, and again, one of the things I learned from one of the mediums that I used to watch, I can't remember her name. It'll come to me. She wore a hat when she was ready. When she was ready to just relax. And she took the hat off when she said, okay, I'm ready to do work, or it may have been vice versa. I got kind of mixed up. But anyway, you tell them when you're ready. You tell them, okay, now it's time to commune. I'm ready to listen to you. I'm open to whatever you have for me. Okay, now we can talk. And then a flood of spirits will just come zooming at you. I'm ready to talk. I want blah, blah, blah. And all this craziness comes in. And again, you can tell them, I want you to stand in line one person at a time. And if you guys go crazy and flood me with information, I'm not going to be able to read you. So I need one person at a time. And the crazy thing is, they will do it. And one person will go. You'll read them, you'll say one thing, and they'll move aside, and then another person will come in. But you have to be vigilant about telling them what to do. And remember, God gave you the power. You have dominion to do whatever you want. You have dominion over them, and you can do whatever you want because this is your body. This is your spirit. This is your time. This is your life. This is your energy. You are in it to win it, and you tell them what to do. And if you don't want them there, say, no, I'm good. I don't need that right now. You go on your way. I don't feel like talking right now. And we do that sometimes because we are in our human experience. And if I'm with my kids and I'm chilling with my family, I don't want spirits coming in for no good reason. Hey, can you talk to them? Blah, blah, blah. You know what? Talk to me later and I'll do it later. And sometimes they will come in and bug you because there won't be a later. If they're in the restaurant with you and somebody really needs help, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be like, okay, I'll go over there and talk to them and say, Spirit told me to tell you this, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but again, you still have choice. It's still all up to you whether or not you want to talk. If you don't want to talk, tell them no. Ask someone else. I'm with my family. I'm chilling. I don't want no part of it. Sorry, but you have to do that. You really have to do that. I remember there was a time when I was first coming into this spirituality, and I was driving truck for this company, and I had to go through security. And this lady's energy came into my energy, and I felt her, and I kept seeing her in my mind's eye. And it was a teenage lady, or if she wasn't exactly a teenager, she was in her early 20s. And she kept bugging me. She just kept saying, talk to my dad, talk to my dad, tell my dad I'm here. And the dad was a security guard. And because I wasn't doing this very much, and because I was on another job, having nothing to do with spirituality, having nothing to do with being a medium, I didn't want to say anything. I was like, no, I'm not going to say anything. And then she just kept going, kept bugging me. And I was like, all right, I need proof. I need proof that you guys have a connection, because if you don't show me proof, I'm not going to say anything. And then she goes, okay, ask him if he was a pilot in Vietnam. And I was like, okay, sure, that's easy enough, a little weird, but why not? So we're having a conversation. I'm standing at the guard shack, and we're just talking. And then we were having such a conversation that I was able to throw it in and asked him, were you a pilot or something? And he's like, yeah, that's kind of weird. He said, yeah, I was a pilot in Vietnam. And he literally says, what are you, psychic or something? And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, my God. I didn't say that, but I'm just like, now I got to follow through. Now I actually got to say what she wants me to say. But I didn't. I cracked under pressure. And I'm like, I can't tell him the rest. And she was like, tell my dad I'm going to be with him soon, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, whoa, I can't tell him that. I wouldn't even know how to handle that. Who's going to do that? So I walked away, and I never told her dad what happened. And that kept me on the path, like, oh, I can't do that again. I'll help somebody else out later. And then she bugged me for a little while longer, and then she was gone. She sort of got it. But when you're coming into your own, when you're beginning to express your spirituality, these things are going to happen. And that's what I'm here to help you do. I'm here to help you with who you are and who you're going to be. So with that said, we have a lot of callers on the line. So let's go to the first caller with the last numbers, 97. Hello, caller. Welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to know what my spirit guides and angels were saying about more money coming into my life and a loving relationship.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting about your abundance and about your finances is that you have to be willing to receive this. As I do my spiritual coaching and my spiritual work, I find out that a lot of people have past life issues, and some of those past life issues are having a vow of poverty and not seeing money as a helper, but something that detracts from your lifestyle. A lot of people get into this mode where they're afraid. They're literally afraid of having money because they're going to lose friends. They're going to have friends that they didn't know they had, and they're going to have family members come out of the woodwork. And it's a healthy fear. But if you can get past that fear, and you can say to the angels, I'm okay with that. I'm ready to receive it. And you have to act as if. You have to act as if that you're able to handle it. And what I mean by that is whatever money that you have now,
mm-hmm.
you need to be responsible with it. And
yeah.
once they see that responsibility, that you're taking responsibility, they're going to give you more of the same. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a person that wins the lottery and lose it all in 1 year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just won $10,000 on a lottery scratch off 2 weeks ago, and I'm being very responsible with it. I'm having my brother hold the money, and then I'm going to buy my sister's car, so I have a newer car.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So I find it really odd how that was the last thing I said. So as far as your relationships, Spirit is bringing up, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm just going to say it. There's some issues that you've had with your parents. I don't know which parent it is. I don't know if it's the mom or the dad, but there's something that you're not forgiving them for. And if you don't forgive your parents for whatever subject that is, I don't want to get into it on the radio, whatever subject that is, then you're going to take that little bit and little portions of what happened between you and your parents. Oh, and as I say that, they just like shot something through my chest. It was really deep and really hard. That you're going to start nitpicking at your mate because of something your parents did. And it won't even be conscious. It will not even be conscious. Every time something comes up that bothers you, you're going to go back to your childhood. And you're going to be like, don't tell me what to do, because maybe your parents told you what to do. No, I'm going to stay up late. I'm going to stay up as long as I want. Don't tell me what to do. And it sort of goes along the lines of that. I'm not saying directly what they're asking or what they're showing, but it's along the lines of that. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I did have a difficult time with my father. He was very negative and was always putting me down, and I never really enjoyed being around him because of that. But I did go through 2 weeks of walking on the beach in the water every day for a couple hours and just forgiving all these people in my life. And that's when, after I did all the forgiving work, that's when I won the money on the lottery.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Nice.
Definitely. So with that said, just continue to do your forgiveness work, because there's a lot of little dark areas that you haven't forgiven them for. And when you continue to forgive, like I said, with the money, once the angels see that you're going to be responsible with that, you're also going to be responsible with your relationships. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye. So that is incredible how the angels brought that up, that the last thing I said was about the lottery, and she just won the lottery. What are the odds of that? But that's how Spirit works. That's how Spirit brings us all together. And so the questions that she had, it was right in alignment with what the angels had for her. And that's incredible how Spirit works. So I'm still clearing out this energy from her heart and how I felt. And that was a beautiful energy. Once she gets done with all that other forgiveness work, she's going to be an incredible, awesome person. Not that she isn't now, but she's going to be a lot better then. So with that said, let's go to the next caller with the last numbers, 423. Hello, caller. Welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Elsina. I'm calling from Arizona.
All right. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. What's your question for me?
I'm actually wondering about a person. Like, I'm sort of wondering what the purpose of, like, me being in his life is. Like, why is it that, I guess, our paths crossed?
Okay. Okay. All right. So what the angels are bringing up for you is your ear chakra, and they're talking about you being able to listen to them. So I think they've already been trying to give you a nudge of the reason why you're with them, with this person or around this person's energy. And they're saying it's because you manifested this person into your life, which is really simple. You wanted somebody to be around, and this is a soulmate. And what I mean by soulmate is this is not the one true love, but this is a person that comes into your life to to teach you a lesson and then moves along. So as you receive that soulmate energy, it's just allowing you to learn this lesson. So with that said, the angels are talking about healing away addictions. So the addiction may be, and when I think this thought, it may be because someone in that energy is afraid of being alone. I'm not saying it's you, I'm not saying it's him, but someone in that energy is afraid of being alone. And with that said, we had Archangel Raphael come in and begin doing the healing already. Because you asked for support, Archangel Raphael is supporting you right now. They're saying that you're gifted yourself, and when I said that, I got chills all over my body. I'm still getting chills. That they want you to continue to open your third eye. And when you open your third eye, you're going to be able to see, hear, and feel, and get your own direction. So with that said, I'm going to lead you to something. I don't know if you've been to my website, but if you go to my website, and if you have a pen, please write this down, www.pastlifeguru.com, and download the Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation. You just click on downloads, and there's a Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation. And what that's going to do is bring your guardian angel in. They're going to give you their name. They're going to tell you all about them, and they're going to get you moving on the right direction. Does any of that resonate with you?
My life lesson with him is, what is it, like to get him away from addiction or something like that?
No, it's that one of you is addicted to not being alone. So there's a little bit of fear there. There's a little bit of fear there. And so you're continuing to spend time with one another to cure that. So when I said that, Archangel Raphael came in.
We haven't really spent time together, like physically. Like we just kind of talk, and I know there's issues in his life, so that I'm aware of. But not physically.
Okay.
Like we're not together physically. So
I understand that. But even if you guys are talking on the phone, even if you guys are just talking, that's an exchange of energy. And you two are being in each other's energy field. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's what it's about, and I'll leave you with that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye. So as we were talking about energies earlier, being with someone that, and the angels are bringing this up for me, and this probably has nothing to do with her, but when you're in an energy exchange where a person is constantly draining you, you're going to have to make the decision on whether or not you want to be in that energy. And sometimes spirit will have you be alone to completely wash you of others' energy. And a lot of times we don't do that. We won't do it. Like if you're going through person after person after person, you're compiling their energy onto you. I know for a fact when I've coached clients and we went through a cutting cord ceremony, they just burst out into tears because they felt so much energy come back in, and they felt, finally, I'm myself again. And they find themselves eating things that they didn't eat before. They find themselves doing things they didn't do before, not because it's something that they really wanted to do, but it's that energy, that residual energy that's still there. And I give you that as an example of people that go into an old home and they keep the couch there that's been there for like 100 years because it looks awesome and it's incredible. But when they sit on the couch, they feel sick. They feel literally sick because they're picking up all the energy from all the other people that have sat on the couch. And they have to go and take a shower and clean themselves. So if you don't know how to do that, I really suggest that you find ways to cut cords. And at the end of the show, we're going to do that. So stay tuned a little bit. And with that said, let's go to the next caller with the last numbers, 1-800-273-0107. Hello, caller. Welcome.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa calling from Boston. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Lisa?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to, one of them is in regards to me really getting back on the path of meditating because I feel that I need to start doing that. And
okay.
Part of it is because I'm starting to have, I'm not that I'm starting, but I'm really having some conflict with my boss. And
okay.
You know, if I could afford to, I would just say goodbye.
Okay.
But I can't do that.
Okay.
And I need to stay healthy in the midst of me moving on to another job.
Okay. Okay, so as you say that,
mm-hmm.
I want to remind you of something.
Yeah.
And what the angels are bringing up is if you stay there mm-hmm. in that energy, you won't be healthy no matter what.
Exactly. That's true.
It's going to start sucking you dry, and you're going to get sick, mm-hmm. and you're going to find yourself with more medical bills. Believe me, I've been there. I know how it is.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you the question.
Sure, honey.
How much more is it going to cost you to stay?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And what has it cost you so far?
You know, my health.
There we go. So it seems as if it's costing you more just to be there. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So as I talked about prior to coming on the show today, when I wasn't sure whether or not I was just going to do this show,
mm-hmm.
I was coached into following through.
I'm glad you did.
If I'm going to, right? So if you can just follow through and say, you know what, God, I'm giving this to you. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have faith, and I'm just going to walk the walk. And when you do that, doors are going to open up for you. If you leave here and you say, I'm done, you're going to find a way. Things are going to work for you. If you can find a friend to stay with, a family member, anything. You never know. You might have a job the same day. But the angels are just asking you to have faith.
That's so true. Because there's a part of me, it's like, there's a part of me that I feel like I'm torn, but the part is like, look, where you're living now is really, you're living here because you couldn't afford to live any other place. This is what you can afford.
Right.
It took me 2 years to get the job that I have now.
Okay.
You know, and it's like you've got bills to pay. You've got medication you have to pay. So that's what's anchoring me. That's what's anchoring me.
All right.
And I really want to just, I don't have a partner. My family is in Virginia. It's like I'm alone. I'm physically alone.
Okay.
So there's the rational part of me, and then there's the spiritual part of me. And I feel like there's conflict in that.
And I want to thank you so much for coming on the phone line and saying that. Because there's a lot of people out there on the phone line right now that are going through the same thing that you're going through. I've been there. I've been there where if I didn't step into my own, if I didn't have faith, I would not have this spiritual business right now.
Wow.
I guarantee you I would not be alive today because I did not step out on faith.
Right.
I had to begin and start to do my spiritual business because I was dying inside not to help people. So what the angels are asking for you to do is to release and surrender. And what I mean by that is release the thoughts of lack. Release the thoughts of I don't have enough. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And if you do have Netflix or something like that, watch The Secret. Watch the movie The Secret. And what that's going to remind you to do is every word, every thought that you have is creating your life at this moment.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you're saying, I don't, what can the angels do but give you more of what you don't have?
Exactly. Yes. That's true.
So I'm just asking you to have confidence.
Okay.
And the angels are going to send love into your heart, and with that love, everything's going to open up for you, okay?
You know what? I believe you. I believe you.
I believe in you. I believe in you, and I know you can do it.
I know I can, too.
All right.
I know I can, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I love
you,
your
honey.
Boston accent, by the way.
You can hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. I got
oh,
you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know how hard I've been working not to have a Boston accent.
You can't get away from it. You're stuck.
You have a very good ear.
All right.
Some people, they're like, are you Jamaican? What is this?
Right. You can't hide that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
You're
honey.
Welcome. Take
God,
care of yourself.
God bless
right.
you. I will.
God bless you,
ready.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye. So I love how Spirit is working it today. Spirit always gives us themes. Spirit always says, I'm going to send you people all in the same group. And remember, all of you, without even knowing it, are in each other's soul family. And without even knowing it, you all in heaven contracted that said, I'm going to be on the radio today, and I'm going to listen to this show. And when I listen to this show, all my soul family is going to be there to remind me of who I am and the life that I'm living to help me get through this. So, with that said, let's go to the next caller with the last numbers, 152. Hello, caller. Welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Sharon. I'm from Nebraska.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I'm really enjoying the show, learning a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
If Lisa's still listening, I could tell her accent, too.
You got her, too? Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But I was hoping to connect with family
okay.
in heaven and get some guidance.
Okay. Okay. So at the moment, I have a direct connection only with the angels right now. And
okay.
I feel that this is for a reason. And if you want to have a possibly reading with a family member, I suggest that you do that off the air. And you can set that up on my website, www.pastlifeguru.com. And the reason why they're doing that, I am completely open to doing it. But when they don't step forward, a lot of times they step back. And the reason why they step back is for you to deal with yourself, for you to deal with some of the things that you may be going through on your own. And
right.
this is where we draw our own power from. With that said, I'm going to go into, they're asking you to change directions. Whatever way that you were going, whatever direction that you were going right now, they're asking you to turn around, look at what has happened, and then begin moving forward in another way. So if you were focused on getting a certain job or you were focused with being around a certain person, they're asking you, no. We want you to take a look at that before you move forward with that. Remember, you do have free will. But when you're taking your free will and you are contracted in heaven to do a certain thing, and you're doing something completely different than that, I won't say there'll be hell to pay, but you're going to notice a lot of things interrupting what you're trying to do. So what they're asking you to do is just ask them. Go into your quiet, go into your space, go into your meditative space and ask. If it's a prayer, kneel down on your knees and pray and ask for God's guidance. And they're going to give it to you. And once you get that, then they want you to accept. Accept who you are, accept where you are, and believe that you can have more. So with that said, just go into your daydreaming state. If you're going to listen to music, put your headphones on, and they're going to give you clarity. And if you want to contact a loved one and you want to dream of them, a lot of times when they cross, they come back over to us in dreams. And it'll be a beautiful, beautiful connection when you're dreaming. So just ask. Say, I want to see you. I want to talk to you. Please come to me in my dreams. Does any of that help?
Yeah, except the, you know, the whole first part about, you know, asking for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing. That's exactly
okay.
what I've been doing. And I'm still, you know, I'm kind of at a survival mode right now.
Okay.
And a lot of different, I really don't have another direction to go. Except trying to figure out a way to survive.
I love how you said except. You see where I'm getting at here?
I mean,
you
I'm
said
not
I really.
Enough.
There you go. There you go.
I just.
So
I am asking for guidance. I guess I'm hoping. I asked Saint Gabriel for messages, you know, and Raphael
okay.
for healing and help in all my relationships. Saint Michael for protection.
Okay. And when you asked Gabriel for help, what message did he give you?
Nothing.
He gave you nothing.
I was waiting for you to give it to me from him.
Okay. So what they're asking you right now to do, when they do that, and they do this a lot, and they allow us to be in our human form and allow us to live this human life, and they get quiet. And sometimes it's very scary. I know they did this to me a couple weeks back. And I went through my own phases, and I had to take a look at my human life, and my spirituality was dimmed down a little bit to where I can take care of my human stuff. So that's what they're doing to you right now. They want you to take care of your human stuff, and it might just be something as simple as changing your mindset, changing your thought process. And as we can see the synchronicities of every caller here, it's when you begin to change your mindset to, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have this,
uh-huh.
And my life is going to be this way. And you focus on nothing else, the angels have no other choice but to give you what you ask for. And your life will be incredibly awesome.
You know, I do have to say that I have been trying to change, you know, my thought, my thinking.
Okay.
About, like what you said to another caller about what you have, not what you don't,
mm-hmm.
and this and that, and focusing on positive. And
mm-hmm.
I've had a lot, been a very long time, a couple of years of constant negativity. So
right.
just recently I have been treated nicely by a few people, and it's just, you know, and I was thinking about that. I thought, well, maybe this was all just to make me appreciate it more, or
there you go.
Notice it more. I don't know, or I'm just trying to find the good, you know, that comes out of a bad situation. But
yeah,
you also said something that you would have died if you couldn't do your spiritual work. You know, you couldn't help
that's
people,
true.
And
right.
that's kind of where I've been. Because I don't know how to live without helping others. I mean, there's
okay.
it's like no point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm in a position where I'm in so much need of help, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not usually the one in that position.
Okay.
physically and everything.
Okay. So if I could coach you for a moment. If you were to help someone, how do you feel you would be able to help someone? What is your expertise?
I have a lot of them because I've learned the hard way through life. But I would be to love. Love would be my expertise.
So if love is your expertise, awesome. If you love and compassion and teaching people to love and have compassion, people want to learn that stuff. There's a lot of people who need help learning how to love themselves, learning how to love people around them, and to have compassion. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, there's people out there who don't have compassion, who will see a person fall, hurt themselves, and just walk on by. So if you can teach that.
I've had a lot of that. I've had a lot of that.
If you could teach that, that would be a million-dollar idea.
Well,
you see where I'm going with this?
I don't know. I used to do it in my job. You know, I used to work with families and children and try to teach the parents and children to love each other again, you know. And and it was working, and I loved it. It was hard, though. And then my own life fell apart, so I couldn't do that anymore. But now I'm in a physical, my physical health is not good. And that's very difficult.
Okay. So I'm listening to your words, and what I really want to do for you, and I'm open to it, and it's not very many changes that you have to make before you're off and doing the things that you love. If you would like to get a reading with me off the air or do a coaching with me, I would love to do that for you. I see that there's a little little bit of work here. So contact me at my website at www.pastlifeguru.com and we'll talk about it. And we'll get you on the road to enlightenment strategy session. And I'll work with you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're so welcome. I will talk to you later. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So the thing I love about doing this is spirit always has a way of synchronizing everybody, putting everybody on the path. And we've had callers before who just got online for 5 seconds and said, I just seen a link and I just felt the need to click on it. And I don't even know why I jumped on my computer, but I just felt like it. And this is your angelic guidance. And if you can listen to that all the time, you're going to be where you need to be. And when I have my sessions with my coaching clients, this is what I help them on. And it seems intuitive that we would just know what to do. And when we do come back into our human bodies, we have all the knowledge, but we begin to forget as we get older and we start to see things. And then our brain, and again, this is where our problem is, with our human brain begins to decipher things. Like I said earlier in the show, it begins to decipher things and look at it in different ways. But if you ask someone else, they may not see it like that because our brains are kind of has this, our brain kind of has this filter on it. Like we can only see one way. And imagine yourself like in a dark room with the flashlight and your flashlight's looking around and whatever your flashlight illuminates is your truth. Whatever your flashlight looks at is your truth, because your visual only sees where that flashlight has lit up. But imagine being in like an Egyptian pyramid with the first people who went in and were looking for gold. And if their flashlight or their candle didn't see any gold, they would never look for it on the ground. They would continue flashing their light somewhere else. And the gold may be right next to your feet. You see where I'm going with that? So the angels brought us all here today to make us look at ourselves. So with that said, let's go to the next caller with the last number, 7. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello. This is Nancy from California.
Hello, Nancy. What's your question for me?
Yeah, well, I just was hoping for some spiritual guidance. I'm kind of going through some challenging times now, and I'm a very optimistic person usually, and especially for the future. But right now, it seems like things are stuck and low energy and other affairs going on. So just hoping for some guidance.
Oh, definitely. So, Nancy, were you listening to any of the other calls earlier?
I certainly was, yeah, and I could identify with a lot of them.
Okay. And what was the theme for today? What do you think the theme was for today?
Goodness. Listening, kind of, I guess quieting down and listening to the guidance that you get, perhaps.
Okay. So if you were to listen to the guidance that you've been getting, or listening to your intuition, or listening to your gut, what would your gut be telling you right now?
That I'm going through a clearing time now, that it is a time to be quiet and to stay still, and things will happen when they're supposed to in divine timing. But I just feel like this is a time where I do have to kind of get rid of things that aren't working for me, and that's why I feel tired, and that's why I feel stuck.
That's incredible. You see how you just answered your own question? You're spot on, and I want to congratulate you for checking in with your intuition and trusting your gut. You're spot on. That's what's happening right now. So when we go through this transition, we struggle. We struggle hard and we hold on because we don't want change. Our ego does not want change. Our ego wants to stay the same. But if we can get past that and say, I'm going to accept what's happening right now, abundance is right around the corner. And abundance also comes in the form of happiness, love, health, and wealth. And when you do that, when you get past the clutter, you do your cleansing, you do your clearing, you allow whoever needs to come in your life and go, and it's time for them to go, then you'll have happiness on the other end. But we can't just keep running back to what was. Does that make sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. Okay. I kind of like some clarification. That was it, because like I said, the low energy for the last year has really been bothering me, because I'm usually a very energetic person. And I've seen doctors, and, you know, it doesn't seem like there's anything. Well, I do have a physical problem now that's kind of holding me back, too. Yeah.
Okay, so we can get into this for a second. I want you to, at this moment, think of one thing that really hurt you.
Really hurt me. I am trying to think of something that really hurt me. I think it's me. It's actually on me. You know, I hurt myself sometimes because I have sometimes I can't make happen as quickly as I want them to happen.
Okay, and I understand that. So because your brain went to myself, went into who you are and something that you've done to you, how can you fix that?
Well, just kind of, that's it, kind of let it go, let it be, because it isn't, I'm just going to hurt myself by thinking about it and trying to fix it. I can't fix it. I just let it be fixed divinely. That's where I have a hard letting it go.
Okay. So that sounds like That's the only hang-up that you have. Once you're able to forgive yourself for anything that happened, once you're able to release yourself, because you're the only one, and the visual that I want to give you is you going to a prison and asking them, can I get a cell for tonight? I want to be in that prison cell. And the guards are looking at you like, what? Why? Why do you want to go in prison? And you're just saying, well, I've been bad. They're like, well, you can't just have a prison cell because you've been bad. But what I'm getting at is you're putting yourself in your own prison.
Mm-hmm.
You're binding yourself. You've bound yourself. And so your low energy comes from you not being able to let go. You're not letting in the flow of anything else because you're now bound. You're bound to yourself. You're bound to your thoughts. And you're bound to the negativity that you're replaying in your mind. Once you let that go and just say, I forgive you, I want you to go in the mirror when we get off the phone. Go in your mirror, wherever you have your mirror, and say, I forgive you. And say it 3 times. And then after you say, I forgive you, say, I love you 3 times. And then at that moment, release everything that was and start your new life.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I will do that immediately.
All right. So we'll leave you with that, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And if you need any help, again, just go to my website and I'll be there for you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. So I want to thank you all for calling. The phone lines are packed, and I might do this again either on Sunday or next Saturday. And if you can't catch me on Sunday or next Saturday, then you can also catch me Monday through Friday on Guided Souls Radio. I do this with my partner, Comfy Soul. And Comfy Crystal, and we do it Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern time. So with that said, I apologize. I can't get to all of you right now, and it's only an hour show. So with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us, be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent, be returned to us. And may the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is. Namaste.